We'll call the meeting to order. We are delighted to be with all of you as a Board of Regents and members of the Board of Trustees this afternoon here in Ephraim. We are at a significant moment for Snow College. Last summer, President Carlston announced his intent to retire at the end of this academic year, and we are so deeply appreciative of President Carlston. He's been a phenomenal leader. He's led this institution for over 5 years, focusing on high-quality teaching, on student engagement, and it's all been done very affordably, which is important to all of us. The Board of Regents is grateful for your service, President, and somebody recruiting him into his next gig. And we also appreciate your wonderful wife, Janet, and all the service you've provided as well to Snow College and to the state of Utah. Well done. The search for a new president is a significant undertaking, and it requires months of work. And I'd like to recognize the efforts of the search committee, chaired by Regent Mark Stoddard and Trustee Chair Scott Bushnell. The committee included regents, trustees, members of the college's faculty, staff, students, and representatives of the community and alumni. Would the search committee please stand and be recognized? Thank you for the many hours of work you put into helping us arrive at a decision today. Commissioner David Buehler's office managed the search. We'd like to thank the commissioner's staff and others here at the college, with particular thanks to Lorene Olney and to Marcy Larson, who coordinated all the logistics for yesterday and today. And we really want to thank them as well. I'd like now to turn the time over to Regent Mark Stoddard, co-chair of the search committee, after which we'll hear from Trustee Chair Scott Bushnell for a few comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to thank the committee also. I appreciate all the hard work and effort that everybody put in, and it's now building. It's great to be at Snow College in my hometown of Ephraim, and without any further delay, I nominate.
No, we're going to have.
Sorry.
Just a minute.
Sorry.
There's a little dramatic buildup here, so.
Just like a commercial.
This is terribly embarrassing because you are not here to hear from me by any means, I understand. But I do have to say thank you. Thank you to President Janet. Thank you to the students of Snow College. I love you guys, and you guys have been wonderful to me on the Board of Trustees here. Thank you to the community. I love this community. Changed my life going to Snow College. I won't get into the details. That's not the place or time for this. But it changed my life going to Snow College, and I'll be forever grateful. Thank you to the faculty, the staff. I can't thank you enough for making a difference in people's lives. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair Bushnell. We'll now turn the time back over to Regent Stoddard to say what you were about to say.
Let me just hold it for just a minute.
Don't flip it back here.
This is an exciting day for Snow College, and we couldn't be more proud to be a part of this. With that, Mr. Chairman, I nominate Dr. Bradley J. Cook as the 17th president of Snow College.
Thank you. We have a second of the motion. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. We will now welcome Dr. Cook. Just a few comments about our new president. President Cook was chosen from an outstanding field of candidates. You've all seen who those finalists were. He is a dynamic and a proven leader who has a commitment to student engagement and really high-quality academic opportunities. He currently serves as the provost at Southern Utah University. He's an alum of Snow College, where He played cornerback on the football team here. So now he'll be the quarterback for all of you. He's a native of Central Utah, and in his role at Southern Utah University, he's worked to establish SUU as a national leader in student-centric, highly applied learning environments. He's advanced an agenda of internationalizing the university. And under his leadership, SUU has achieved record high student success rates. They've created over 25 new academic programs and centers, and elevated SUU's academic reputation as one of the premier public regional universities in the Western United States. Prior to his current position, he served as president of the Abu Dhabi Women's College in the United Arab Emirates, and 8 years at then Utah Valley State College as vice president of college relations, and later as vice president of academic affairs. President Cook has a bachelor's and master's degree from Stanford University, where he also played football, and a doctorate from the University of Oxford. His accomplishments throughout his career show that President Cook will be highly successful in ensuring that the college continues its upward trajectory. We are so pleased that he's accepted this new responsibility, and we look forward to President Cook's leadership. So please join me in welcoming President Cook back to the Snow family.
Thank you so much. I cannot tell you what sort of badger pride is emanating from my chest right now. I am so excited about what we can do together on this campus. I am so honored to have been selected for this position in this amazing, incredible place that gave me a start, that believed in me. And I heard Chair Bushnell's conversation earlier, his remarks about how it changed his life. I understand what that means. I owe a lot to Snow College, and I commit to give back to it. But I'm sort of deeply humbled that Snow College has chosen me to be part of its future. And I want you to know that I'll guard and protect that confidence. I want to thank the Board of Regents. We do have incredible leaders at our system, and they spend so much time trying to find the right leadership and help guide higher education in this state. I want to thank Chair Harris, Commissioner Bueller, for this incredible opportunity to continue the remarkable story of Snow. Thanks for your confidence in me, and I look forward to working with our system as we advance the well-being of our pretty amazing state. Thanks for the search committee. You worked hard, you asked honest questions, you spoke to me from the heart, you represented the campus so well, and you shared your love and belief in this place. You asked the right questions, and thank you for taking this assignment with such seriousness. I very much look forward to working with our committed Board of Trustees, Chair Bushnell, and the rest of the
the rest of the board, but along with our faculty and our students and staff and alumni and friends of the college and the broader community, we're going to work together, right, to build upon Snow's rich history and the tradition that we have that is so important to our identity and our sense of place. I really want to thank the Carlsons, Gary, Janet. My feet are feeling very small as I maybe inherit these shoes, and you are beloved, and but I want to make you proud and continue your own your legacy here. Other former presidents, I think I do need to acknowledge, because they've both been mentors and friends of mine. Scott Wyatt, Mike Benson, Jerry Day, Steve Bennion, even Marv Higby. These are all men I've known and have admired their particular gifts and their particular contribution in advancing this place, with countless generations of faculty and staff and students that have built and have placed brick upon metaphorical brick to build really this state treasure of Snow College. I cannot tell you how proud I am of you. And I'm proud of the legacy that you have, what you've done for students. And I am proud that you've chosen the success of its students to be its primary purpose. I'm proud of the gifted, and I do mean gifted and caring and committed faculty who work so hard in mentoring and caring for students. I was a direct beneficiary of caring and thoughtful faculty, and I look forward to working with you. I'm so very grateful for the staff and their commitment in creating such a beautiful campus and really ensuring that this is an ongoing learning community. And I salute you. But I'm so very, very grateful for this community that welcomed me over 35 years ago, embraced me, a young kid from Santa Quin, that took me in and helped me see what maybe there were some possibilities of a bright future. And I commit to working very closely with our communities, plural, because I think maintaining the college's special and unique bond with Richfield and Ephraim and the broader six county region is very important work moving forward and building on what's already there. It's a place, Snow College is a place where students matter, but it's a place where faculty matter. It's a place where staff matter. It's a place where alumni matter. And it's a place where community counts. And the strength of our amazing traditions and our deep-rooted history and values will help us confront the future together. Most of all, I'm proud of you, the students. A healthy college depends on the energy of young minds whose seriousness of purpose elevate the work of the college as they pose questions that challenge our assumptions and push us and suggest to us other uses of technology and ideas. Students help us to advance ideas and help us extend them to the world. But it's perhaps to us as the Academy to be the ultimate compliment that mothers and fathers commit to us their greatest treasures, their daughters and their sons, to help shape their young adulthood, and in so doing, shape yet another generation of leaders. The college is, above all, really is a compact between generations. We must prepare this generation for a world that is changing, and changing in ways that we do not yet always see clearly ourselves. Snow has grown and changed over time. It's responded to the needs of the state and the developments of the nation, and it must remain flexible, responsive to rapid change. It must remain affordable, accessible, and provide a value-added proposition to our families. But in by keeping tuition and student debt low, we are also committed to offering a serious and quality education. And as such, we must be innovative in generating the resources needed to foster the unique and differentiated experience that Snow provides for its students. So I commit to you my dedication, my best energies, and above all, my passion for the task ahead of us. I welcome this opportunity to be a part of the Snow College family and to contribute to the progress of Utah. Let's be bold, let's be imaginative, let's be creative and innovative, let's be smart, but let's work hard, and most of all, let us continue to keep students and their successes at the very heart of our enterprise. Thank you.
I'd like to invite our Commissioner of Higher Education, David Buehler, to make a few comments as well.
Thank you, Chair Simmons. And let me just add my congratulations to President Cook. That has a good sound to it. President Cook, we're very excited for your leadership here at Snow College, this gem of our system of higher education. So on behalf of the Utah system of higher education, I add my congratulations. I also need to add my thanks to President Carlston and to Mrs. Carlston for their wonderful leadership. And of course, the president is not finished. He's staying until May, so there's still work to do. We were talking in the hall about some things he's working on right now this weekend even. And so I know that he will be continuing to lead this institution and turn it over in even better shape, which it's already in wonderful shape, thanks to all of the work of the faculty, the staff, and all that are associated with Snow College, the Board of Trustees, and all who are involved. So with that, let me just end by saying something that one of the former presidents taught me once. Go Badgers!
All right. Thank you very much. We'll be adjourned.